You're listening to The 21st. I'm Brian Mackey. Like a lot of places around the country, Quincy, Illinois, along the Mississippi River, is struggling to fill jobs. And like a lot of towns in the state, it's experienced population loss in recent years. The mayor there says help wanted signs can be seen in nearly every sector of Quincy's economy, so the city government came up with an incentive program intended to help. The Workforce Relocation Assistance Program provides a rebate on property taxes or a rental lease expenses to help bring more people to Quincy and to help address the labor shortage there. Joining us now to talk more about this is Mike Trope, the mayor of Quincy. Mayor Trope, welcome to the 21st.
Thank you.
We're also joined by Rodney Maynor, who recently moved to Quincy. Rodney, welcome to you as well.
Thank you very much.
And Maynor, that's a great, I'm sure you've heard this 1,000 times, but if you ever run for mayor, you'd be Mayor Maynor. You can join the conversation at 800-222-9455. That's 800-222-9455. Mayor Trope, can you tell us a little bit about the program? How does it work? Who's eligible for this?
Sure, love to. So Quincy is trying to grow. You know, as of a couple Fridays ago, our large industries had over 700 full-time permanent job openings with, you know, the typical big company benefits. And the city council in August 1st authorized what we call the QRAP. And this is an added incentive for anybody that relocates to Quincy to take one of these jobs that you get an either or. One, after 6 months, if you want, this program would provide $3,500 for rental or lease assistance for the new resident. Or if they wait to buy property, the city will provide a refund of up to $5,000 off your first real estate tax bill.
Mayor Trump, where did the idea for this come from? I understand Vermont has a similar program. Tulsa is trying to incentivize people to work remotely from there, but they would be taking or keeping their jobs, presumably at Facebook or Google or wherever they're coming from.
The city hired a professional agency to help us that was successful in bringing people to states or cities in other projects that they did. We went through that screening process. They were selected between our economic development partner, which is GREDA, Great River Economic Development Foundation, the city staff, and that marketing group. We worked through to see what other incentive did we believe could be made available. And so together we worked on this campaign and had the city council approve it with funding. August.
Rodney Maynor, where are you from originally, and what drew you to relocate to Quincy?
I grew up in Camp Point, which is, 30 minutes away from Quincy. And I did the military right after high school. I did that for 7 years. And then it was after I got out, it was an easy choice to come back to Illinois. They are particularly kind to veterans. So based off of needing to start a new life, and it was pretty easy to come back to this area. So then instead of going back to Camp Point, I moved to Quincy because Quincy had a better job market, and it's quite a bit cheaper to live in town than it is to live outside of town.
Sure, big city for that part of the state. How would you describe, Rodney, how would you describe Quincy to people elsewhere in Illinois, maybe who haven't been there?
Quincy is extremely affordable to live in. It's got a fantastic job market. It's very safe. It has a homey feel to it. It's just a really good place to start a life, have a family. The education system here, the school system run by Roy Webb, he does a fantastic job. And it's just a good place to start your life.
Listeners, if you're just tuning in, this is the 21st. We're talking about a new program in Quincy, Illinois, that is offering incentives to try and convince people to relocate there, up to $3,500 in rental assistance, potentially $5,000 in a property tax rebate. And it's aimed at addressing a labor shortage there. We're speaking about that with Rodney Maynor, who recently relocated to Quincy, and the mayor of Quincy, Mike Trope. And Mayor Trope, can you talk about the labor shortage? What do you think? Is there something unique about the labor shortage in Quincy as compared to the labor shortage that's happening in a lot of places in America right now?
No, I don't know how unique it is, but our large industries, we've got, you know, we're the largest city in West Central Illinois. Our major commercial, industrial, medical hub, education hub, our area serves well over 200,000 people in our area. The city has long-term standing employers, including Blessing Health System, Quincy Medical Group, Knapheide Manufacturing are all based in Quincy. Over the years, they've continued to grow and have significant opportunities for skilled workforce. So that's where we need to pull the incentives together. You know, Quincy, our cost of living is 24% lower than the national average. Our cost of housing is 52% lower than the national average. Both of those, according to bestplaces.net. You know, Rodney was mentioning the education here. You know, our Quincy Public Schools recently completed building all new elementary schools. We have 5 new elementary schools, no more than, I think it's like 5 years old. That was part of $196 million of investments that the community has made since 2014 in public safety, infrastructure, downtown, the riverfront. So the community has been growing. It's a fun place to be, good quality of life, clean air, great water. Lots of activities to do. So it's a good place for people to take a look at the career opportunities that we have available. And we'd love more people to become our neighbors and coworkers.
All right. So let me ask you, there is this disconnect, right? A lot of available jobs, a lot of people looking for jobs, but they don't seem to be lining up. And some of the reasons I've heard is, you know, maybe people don't feel safe going back to work in a sort of frontline position with COVID still out there, maybe not enough flexibility or the jobs are not paying enough. Mayor Trope, you have this sort of incentive program from the city. What about employers in Quincy? Are they taking steps in partnership with this as well?
Oh, absolutely. They're absolutely behind this. They've increased wages. Benefits are as competitive as anywhere else. The flexible work schedules in some of the organizations. So it's a, they're absolutely working and interested in growing their business locally. We have several of businesses that have multiple locations, not only in the U.S., but around the globe. And, you know, part of the city getting behind this is we want those employers to continue to grow and keep a huge presence here in the Quincy marketplace.
Rodney, I wonder if you've been trying to convince any friends or family, other parts of the country, old military acquaintances, maybe about this program in Quincy to get them to move there.
Yes, that's right. I actually, my good friend from the military actually moved here with me from, he used to live in California, came here to Illinois, and he ended up moving back to California after a short stay. But I tell people all the time, if you want to be successful, this is an excellent place for it. I actually was able to, talking about the job market, I was able to land a job basically before I even pulled into Quincy. That's how eager they are to hire employees right now. And that was 2 years ago. And then they helped me with my education. They gave me some money to help me go to school. And it's just best case scenario for getting out of the military is coming to this part of the world.
All right, Mayor Trope, just a minute or so remaining in our program today. What is your pitch for people who might be interested in this program? How do they sign up?
Well, the best way to go is to the quincyscalling.com, Quincy, Q-U-I-N-C-Y-S, calling.com. And on that site, you can learn more about the opportunities, the incentives that the city's offering. You have links with the various jobs. The other benefit that we have is just to reach out to the employers, talk to them, look at what opportunities, but we've got all sorts of available positions, several levels within the organizations, including senior management level. So whether someone's looking to start or advance their career, or you want to build your own business as an entrepreneur, Quincy is a pro-business community offering several career opportunities, low cost, and large service area. So I think it's a great place even for remote workers that relocate here, bring their jobs with them. The we're a welcoming community with lots of opportunities, lots of activities. If it's arts program, music, recreational, we've got some of the best hunting, in the country. So whatever people's interests are, bike trails, golf courses, you name it, I think Quincy's got everything to make individuals comfortable, happy, and then the employers will definitely put you to some challenging work.
All right. Well, we'll have a link if people are interested. We'll have a link to that on our webpage at 21stshow.org. Rodney Maynor and Mayor Mike Crope of Quincy, Illinois, thank you so much for being with us today on the 21st.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
And that is all the time we have for our show today. Before we go, I do want to urge you to visit our website, 21stshow.org. Not only can you listen to segments you might have missed or only caught part of from the show, you can also sign up for our podcast and never miss a conversation from the show. You can also find us anywhere you get your podcasts. We're on Overcast, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, NPR One. Just search for The 21st. That's The 21st. The 21st is produced by Anna Casey and Ryan Wild. Erica Scalise is our engagement producer, and our interns are Owen Henderson, Zainab Qureshi, and Briel Skullark. Technical direction and engineering come from Jason Croft and Steve Mork. Reginald Hardwick's our news director. The 21st is a production of Illinois Public Media.